All right, good morning and welcome to today's stock market update. So yesterday, Fed Chair Powell testified and we'll take a look at what happened and what he said. Today's focus is all on the Consumer Price Index, the CPI, a key inflation gauge. It was just released, so we'll see how the markets react to this. We also talk about Las Vegas Sands, LVS. We'll talk about Virgin Orbit, VROB, because it's on the move. And also JD.com, the ticker symbol JD. So as you can see, there's a lot going on. Today is Wednesday, January 12th. And if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. And this good-looking guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And together we have more than 47 years of trading experience. And every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters and reports. And then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. If this is your first time here, I know it can be a little bit overwhelming and confusing, but don't worry, we have a special video just for you that I will link to in the description. And that's a great place to get started. So, Mark, let's see what happened yesterday. Powell was speaking, and this is where we are. So, the S&P moving higher, looking at the S&P 500, up 0.9%.
Based on yesterday's move, it looks like traders liked Powell's comments. And it was interesting because it actually was a similar day to Monday. Monday we started lower, so there was a bigger gap and there was a bigger push lower. But then after right around 11 a.m. Eastern time, the markets just started to drift higher and they went higher and higher and finished near the close or the highs of the days. That is very similar to the previous day. So could we have found a bottom here on Monday? We're only 1.5% away from record highs in the S&P now.
Well, and we got to bring back our good old friend, the 50-day moving average. And look at this. I mean, we were closing on Monday at the 50-day moving average, now closing above again. So for the S&P 500, that's definitely the indicator to watch here because it has helped over the past 2 years to basically identify where is a possible buy the dip. And here it seems another possibility of buying the dip here. So let's take a quick look at the Nasdaq and then we'll talk about Powell's comments because also the Nasdaq yesterday, a great, great day, up 1.4%. And you said it, if you look at the 5-minute chart, very similar here. In the beginning, a little bit rocky. And then as soon as Powell started testifying, this is when markets start taking off. Well, this was shortly after his testimony.
Exactly. So some morning weakness and then a drift higher and a finish near highs of the day. Now the Nasdaq is 5.4% away from its record that was set in November. So we talked about Nasdaq and growth stocks taking a little more heat here, but a nice day yesterday for the Nasdaq.
Yeah. Also, if you look year to date, the Nasdaq still down a little bit over 3%. The S&P down 1.1% and the Dow only down 0.25% for the year. So it seems that thus far the Dow is leading the pack because we had this rotation going on. But now after Powell spoke, let's talk about this. What did Powell say yesterday at this reconfirmation hearing?
Yeah, you know, it was interesting because we talked about the Fed minutes and the Fed minutes really started a lot of this sell-off that we recently had because of a few things. One being the balance sheet, right? And Powell noted that the balance sheet runoff will occur later in 2022, and it's a long road back to normal. So I think that traders really like to hear that statement there. It's a long road back to normal, right? Because we've talked about tapering, we've talked about interest rates, and I mean, the balance sheet is part of the Fed, right? So it's not a surprise, but it seemed like that third component kind of caught traders by surprise and became a bigger concern.
Right.
So he stressed that at a Senate confirmation hearing and that he is prepared to raise interest rates to contain inflation, but declined to comment on a schedule, saying hikes will depend on economic conditions.
And I think this is exactly what traders wanted to see, that they wanted to know, okay, how much flexibility does the Fed here have? Because, I mean, this is where the concern is, the taper tantrum that we had a few years ago, that this happens again. So, I mean, this overall, the comments were good. Investors liked it. This is why markets move higher. And they also heard comments that inflation would probably ease by the middle of the year. And that's the other thing, right? I mean, everybody is concerned about the inflation. And we can move right over into the inflation report this morning, because this is the other. We talked about it. There's a few things that will move the markets here this week. One is yesterday, the testimony, and it sure did. It did move the market. And the other one is the CPI, and tomorrow the PPI. So these are important inflation gauges. And this morning it was released a little bit over half an hour ago. What happened here?
Well, the consumer price index, this is a gauge that measures costs across dozens of items. It actually increased 7%. Year over year, according to the Department of Labor and Statistics, but it was essentially in line with expectations. So it increased 0.5% on a monthly basis, and the expectation was 0.4%. But I would say that, especially based on the what we see in the futures markets, that wasn't a big surprise.
All right, let's take a look at the futures markets. Let's see how markets reacted to this. We look at a five-minute chart of the S&P here right now, and we see that initially this reaction is good because, yes, it is still at the highest level in 39 years here since 1982. Does that sound about right? I think so. 39 years. But, I mean, this is where many are saying, okay, when do we have a peak? And this is where I think that today traders are hopeful that even though it is at a high level, it seems to stabilize at this 7% mark here. And I think this are the good news. So the mini S&P jumped up, pointing to a higher opening here. And the Nasdaq, I mean, wow, the Nasdaq is pointing to a 0.84% higher opening.
Yeah, nice move after that report.
Yeah, I think what also helped is yesterday also Powell said that the economy no longer needs or wants these accommodative policies that they had. And he said that he thinks that the supply chain bottlenecks will be removed here shortly, or will disappear. And this is also getting inflation back on track. And so we'll see. I mean, thus far, good news for the markets, good news pretty much for all of us if inflation stops creeping higher.
Exactly.
All right. So this is the big news this morning, but let's take a look at some stocks that moved yesterday, because yesterday, I mean, oil prices are on a tear. Oil prices this morning, crude oil futures are trading at almost $82 a barrel.
Crude oil just creeping higher back near the range that we had in November, or levels that we saw in November. Now in October we peaked above 85 a barrel, so we still have a little ways to go there, but just a real nice rally since beginning of December here in crude.
Right, and this is where we see, energy stocks are just ripping higher here. We look at ExxonMobil here, XOM, the ticker symbol. Yesterday, 4% higher. This morning in pre-market trading as well. Oxy Petroleum, the ticker OXY, yesterday up 7% this morning. A little follow-through. We already talked over the past few days about Devon Energy. I mean, a little bit lacking yesterday, but still up a solid 2.7%. And then Diamond Energy, FANG, yesterday also up 2.5%. So energy stocks doing good.
Nice move there. Another one doing pretty good, Las Vegas Sands, Marcus, LVS.
LVS, yesterday up 6.64%. And this morning, a follow through, another 1%. What happened here?
Yeah, so, and full disclosure, both Marcus and I are in an LVS trade, so we own shares of LVS. LVS was up big after JP Morgan upgraded the casino to overweight from neutral, raising its price target to $48 a share from $36 originally. So that's, I like
that. We'll take $48.
We've been in this trade a little longer than expected. I love that target.
Yeah, it's a good target. Okay, Virgin Orbit satellite company. So this is the spin-off of Virgin Galactic that is supposed to put all of the satellites in space, very similar to Space, Elon Musk's company here. So yesterday, huge, big day, up 31%. Do you see what happened there?
I did. I mean, gosh, what a move over the last month. I mean, it just crazy move there. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, first we see here it went down, almost 40%. And then from the low here, if you take a look at this move from the low to yesterday, the high, I mean, that's almost 100%, 90-something percent. It's crazy. Yeah.
Crazy. So they actually confirmed that the commercial launch their window for the launch will open up on January 12th today. So I guess that caught investors by surprise. I haven't really been paying much attention to this one other than, it's recently popping up in the news, but big move there.
Yeah, no, just because, I mean, it was a SPAC merger as we see here. And then initially it was just plummeting. And now taking off like a rocket. I mean, no follow through this morning, down 4.8%, because now everybody wants to see, okay, is this flight going over well? Because they say it'll fly higher and further west than any other rocket before, and it has some satellites on board, I believe, that from what I've seen here. So keep an eye on this one. Super interesting. Well, also Chinese stocks, right? I mean, JD.com. JD.com has been hanging in there. There's the the Chinese Amazon, isn't it? I mean, they do a lot of deliveries. Isn't it like an online shopping mall?
And you're right about it hanging in there. But compared to other stocks, I mean, even, you know, Baba's just been crushed with the political risk there in China. But JD has been hanging in there, and someone likes it as well. Atlantic Equities, they initiated coverage on JD with a buy rating, and they gave it a price target of $100, which is a 44% move. So they're expecting some big things from JD from where it's at.
Have you ever heard of Atlantic Equities? Have you ever heard of them?
You know, I haven't, but honestly, I'm not a big fan of analysts. I haven't paid too much attention.
Yeah. All right. We got to take a look at Tesla here, because this morning I saw some news on Bloomberg that a teen hacker claims that he could hack into Tesla cars and controlled 25 Teslas worldwide, including opening the doors, starting the car, and actually driving in the car. So, wow. I mean, thus far, Tesla has declined any commentary. So let's see if this is actually affecting Tesla. And we see no, Tesla is moving with the Nasdaq right now as the tech stocks are catching a bid here. Tesla also up pre-market 1.5%. So, I mean, this seems to be a non-issue. I mean, recently Tesla was also in the news that the hood was flying off, right? But this is where everyone's saying, that'll probably fix it. I mean, the bigger news is always when Elon Musk is tweeting something.
Yeah, just hire the kid for their development team.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, other movers here this morning, BIIB, Biogen, down 9%. This is why we don't like to trade biotech stocks. So what's happening there?
A lot of volatility with these biotechs, and you could get these overnight moves with just news out of nowhere. And here, Biogen's down because Medicare has agreed to only partially cover the Alzheimer's drug Adalim. And so they also said it will cover the treatment only if patients are enrolled in clinical trials and have early stage symptoms. So investors expecting Medicare to be covering more of that, and that to really help out the stock. And that news is sending biotech.
Yeah, up. I mean, this is where we look at biotech stocks. I mean, I brought up a weekly chart here, and we see that it is plummeting from 300 to to 200. So that's a 50% drop. And then it's jumping higher again on good news here from the trials. And then we see the jumps. And then at some point it goes from 240 to 440 just to come back down to 220. And there's a lot of the volatility that we see in Biogen stocks. For option sellers, there's lots of premium in there. And there's a reason why. Look at this. I mean, yeah. This morning just down 9%. This is why we like to stay away from these.
Speaking of biotechs, Mark, biopharmaceutical company Ocugen, OCGN.
Yeah.
I mean, this is another example of just a bunch of craziness, but they're up almost 11% pre-market after a booster dose of its vaccine candidate Covaxin was shown to neutralize COVID-19 Omicron and Delta variants. So might be something to help the Omicron variant and getting a little love pre-market.
Biotech is just crazy, and this is why on our scanner we show what industry a stock is in so that you can stay away from biotech, even though the premium is always very tempting. But now we see why. I mean, 10% is not really a big move because these are just some news or rumors. But I mean, if you go back here to BIIB, where we have 50% moves in a matter of weeks, I mean, that's just kind of crazy. Speaking of the scanner, we need to get ready for our live trading because we're heading over into trading with our mastermind group today with Coach T, Coach Teresa. So super excited about this. If you would like to know how we trade these crazy markets, there's a few videos for you that I'll link to. And if you enjoyed this stock market update and would like to see us again, click on subscribe and we'll see you in the next video.
Happy trading, everybody.